Good morning to Jason Kantz in Eau Claire on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Good morning.
Now, you like to cook. Are you going to be somebody cooking for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
You know, I'll be cooking tomorrow, but we're probably not going to actually celebrate Thanksgiving until the weekend. Having a newly married daughter, navigating holidays is different. And she, I think, wisely, she and John wisely said, you know what, we're not going to fight with family about who's going to whose house on what day. And so they're going to neither of our houses tomorrow. So I think we will be celebrating on the weekend, and probably not with turkey, because I think John is the only one who really likes turkey. So
you don't? You're a big meat guy.
I am. Yeah, I'll probably smoke something or do something on the grill. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Although
I do like smoked turkey, I'll be honest. So
my wife we had the dark meat, white meat debate yesterday, and Caleb in the white meat side ended up coming out on top, and it wasn't a surprise. The dark meat people just quietly go, well, we know our side is better, but whatever.
it's not as bad as raisin.
So you're
I'm in the white meat side. Yeah,
you are. But there's,
unfortunately, so often it gets so dry. I think that's part of the issue with the white meat,
but. Right, and that's the thing. I thought Caleb made a great observation, because I noticed as people were voting throughout the morning, and people were pretty active throughout, they kept saying, oh, you know, put the mashed potatoes in the gravy. I'm like, hold it. You know, us dark meat people just like the nice, moist, dark meat. And Caleb said wisely, he said, it's like the coffee people, right? I mean, you got the people who like it black like you, but then others, you know, cream and sugar, and that's very similar to it. So anyhow.
Some people even add packets of cocoa to their coffee, from what I've heard.
They do, until they go to the dentist like I did yesterday and get too many fillings and then start to rethink that. Yes. I call it the morning mocha, my morning mocha.
Yeah.
Today, you know, initially, here, funny story, because this morning I thought, okay, you know, I need to go away from that. So I warmed up a small cup of coffee, started to drink it black. I mean, it's just too bitter. So, yeah, I did put a lesser amount of the cocoa in. Thank you, doctor.
Well, there you go. Sure.
Our question of the morning is, what are people thankful for? And as often, you kind of are somebody we turn to for leadership on this show. So lead out. And by the way, I've got an Austin French book and a Matt Maher CD for the first three regular listeners who call in on the listener line with telling me what they're grateful for. And yes, let me not minimize, we are all grateful for Jesus' death and resurrection. There's no question. But kind of beyond that, we'd love people in your own voice. What are you grateful for? So, and maybe.
You know, I think for me, I'm grateful for, and I wouldn't have said this before, but I think technology this year, interestingly, this week for the first time, I FaceTimed with my mom. Normally, we just talk on the phone, and it was really, really good to see her face. And in a year when there's so much that's turned upside down, you know, in the 1918 pandemic, they wouldn't have been able to do that, you know, and it's just really neat that we have technology available to us to be able to connect that way.
Boy, isn't that true? And in the 1918 pandemic, there wouldn't have been three companies that were able to put together a vaccine in just a matter of months, right? And
have
it right around the corner. The EU reporting this morning, they're saying that they're going to start delivering that vaccine before Christmas there. So,
wow. So what about you?
Yeah, what am I thankful for? Good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I think more in love with my wife than ever. And so just deeply grateful for her, and that she had a successful trip to Liberia in September, was able to go there and back. I mean, other people were like, you're going to what? You're going to travel? But she was able to. And so as I just kind of settle in, and Michael's here with us, and so, I mean, something is simple and basic, but as profound as my wife of 22 years and my five wonderful children, ages 15 to 20. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's good for us, especially in a year like this. I mean, it's always good for us, but it's good for us in a year like this when everything just seems so hard, to reclaim that place of gratitude. You know, as believers, we are called to be thankful people. I've just been reading in Revelation again, and there's this constant theme of the gratitude that the saints have for what God has accomplished. And I think that's just so good for us to remember that in our day-to-day life.
Absolutely. Speaking of gratitude, let's close with this. A listener in Birchwood sends a card. It's funny. It says, "Dear Matt." Now, my name is Mark. I did do a show with Matt from 2002 to 2009, M&M's in the Morning. But, you know, I think at times people – he and I will have lunch occasionally, and he'll be like, yeah, people will call him Mark. So, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, the listener says this card is so long overdue that it's ridiculous. There are so many things to be thankful for throughout the year, and especially this year. What a marvelously challenging year 2020 has been. Thank you for your marvelously uplifting morning show. I cannot even begin to tell you how good it is, and it keeps getting better. Thank you for your constant faithful witnessing, especially as our beliefs are being refined and strengthened. I cannot think of a better time to be alive. By the way, I especially enjoy and grow during the 5:30 to 6:30 hour with the pre-6 a.m. News, uplifting encouragement being so good. So you're a part of that. I wanted to share that with you. So.
Thank you, and thank you to the listener for saying that. Sometimes it's, you know, in my house, which is always quiet at this time of the day, it's hard to remember there are other people up with us, so that's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, brother, I'm going to be here tomorrow. Should I call you?
You bet. I'll be up, so might as well talk.
There we go.
Hi, guys. This is Kevin Hutter. Just calling in and let you know what I'm thankful for. There's a lot I'm appreciative of. I have five children, and I thank God that they are all still living, still walking, and still breathing. And I appreciate the fact that God has blessed my family so richly with so many diverse things in my family. We have three children that are biological, two that are non-biological. And that has just been one of the most wonderful things that could have happened to anybody. And I'm also very appreciative of all the things that God has shown me through the years in my marriage and kept it strong, even through there was many struggles. I am so thankful this year of many for family because it's so often we don't get to see them. So thanks. You guys have a great and wonderful day. Hope you can use it no matter for what reason. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
I am thankful this year for God's timing in staying healthy during this pandemic and that also his timing in finding meaningful employment for me.
Yes, my name is Dave Dusick. I am very thankful for inspirational broadcasters that can be broadcasted with your messages. I love listening to you all day long.
Good morning. This is Sarah from Chippewa Falls, and I have three things that I'm especially thankful for. One is for technology. I know Jason mentioned that earlier this morning, but technology has helped me stay more in touch with my family during these crazy times, and technology also allows me to do some remote work for the customers that I have, and I appreciate that because I drive a lot of miles, and it's nice to be able to do things remotely at times and not have to drive to a customer location. I'm also thankful for the traveling mercies I've been afforded. As I just mentioned, I drive a lot of miles, and they've been safe miles all year. I'm grateful for that. And last but not least, I'm grateful for the paintings that I see. Oftentimes, as I'm traveling, the sunsets, the gorgeous clouds, sunrises, and, you know, snow on the trees. I see many things that strike me with their beauty in God's creation, and I'm so grateful that he paints those pictures for me. Have a great day.
Hi, my name is Mike from La Crosse, and I'm thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for me to save me from my sins, friends, and family. All right. God bless everyone. Have a good Thanksgiving.
This is Richard Bryans from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I am grateful that I have a job. I am grateful for my family, and I'm grateful that we have all of the blessings of food and modern farming. It's just incredible what we can have at our fingertips. and we don't need to struggle for it. Thanks so much, and I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye now.
Good morning. Count our blessings this year. I'm most grateful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for all the abundant blessings that he provides every single day, from the breath of life each and every day to the health, safety, and well-being of all my daughters and sons and their families and their continued love, for successful cancer surgery with an optimistic treatment outcome, and most importantly, for eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven, our Lord. And also, I also am so grateful for the WWIV team. Your messages that you provide each and every day are so inspiring and so awesome. And I just love you all so much. And there's just so much to be thankful for in this time. We just need to count our blessings. They sometimes may be really small, but they are there, and God will look after us. Thank you, and God bless everyone. And I hope everyone's safe and well this Thanksgiving.
I am so grateful for all the healing God has done in my family and just in so many different areas. We are so blessed by him, and I'm so grateful.
Good morning. This is Dawn LaDuke from Fifield. I am so grateful that I know that Jesus came, died, and rose again. So I know that I will spend eternity with him. I am grateful for my family and friends. I am grateful for where I live, and I can enjoy the great outdoors that God created. And I am also grateful for this radio station. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I think what I'm most thankful for is how God has slowly but surely been prying my fingers away from the death grip I had on control of my life and saying, I love you, child. I am your provider. I am your protector. It's not you taking care of your family. It's me. And rest in that I will take care of them just as I'm taking care of you. So I praise him for that.
Well, The Mandalorian, a popular series on the Disney Plus, right?
I'm one episode behind. Very ashamed.
So how did they release the episodes then?
Just every Friday on Disney Plus.
Okay. And they keep you hooked. And I think you're not the only member on staff. I heard somebody else talking about it. But if you're all caught up on it, you'll know what... actually, apparently there's something... Space Macaron? Mean anything?
I don't know
fans of the show got to see Baby Yoda, the child, nibbling on a bright blue space Macaron, official Star Wars name,
okay,
that he stole from some kid by using the Force.
Now I really want to see that.
And now you can actually get your hands on some of your very own Baby Yoda cookies.
There are a few times when I'm like, Baby Yoda. Like, he's super cute, but he's kind of naughty.
They're called, well, a lot of kids that way, right? They're called the Navarro Nummies.
Okay.
And according to William Sonoma, who apparently their cookies are from William Sonoma's site, these French-style cookies are artfully hand-piped with a rich, creamy vanilla filling.
Huh.
But I'm going to tell you the price because it's going to make whatever you paid for that Thanksgiving pie seem cheap. These cookies, $49.95 for a box of 12.
Not even 12?
Not even a baker's dozen. Not even the extra one. Just 12.
Okay, I don't think I need them
that
much.
No, you do not. Sorry about that. But wow.
Goodness.
So the pie you got for whatever...
I'll window shop online for those.
We got some apple pies, and I think there was somebody else asked for a peach pie.
Oh,
so we've got an
right
apple
on.
And a peach kind of waiting, but it's like hands off till Thursday.
Mayflower boat, do 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 do. Mayflower boat, do 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 do. Baby pilgrim shark, do 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 do. Baby pilgrim shark, do 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 do. Mama pilgrim shark, do 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 do. Mama pilgrim shark, do 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 do. Daddy pilgrim shark, do 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 do. Daddy pilgrim shark, do 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 do. Hungry shark, do 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 do. Hungry shark, do 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 do. Thanksgiving feast, do 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 do. Thanksgiving feast, do 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 do. Let's give thanks, do 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 do. Let's give thanks, do 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 do. That's the end, do 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 do. That's the end, do 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 do.
Just a minute's worth. There you go, Baby Shark Thanksgiving.
There you go. And again, hopefully it added a little bright spot to your day. And if you clapped your hands over your ears and said, I do not need to hear any version of that song ever again, I hope you weren't driving.
Well, if you've ever been to a zoo or someplace where they have animals and they've had a sloth, and you saw most likely saw the sloth sleeping, because sloths sleep like 20 out of 24 hours.
My favorite thing is in the movie Zootopia.
Yeah.
How the sloths are the ones working at the DMV. All love to you, DMV, but still, that was
okay. That was not clever. That is not fair. I'm crying out on the... But anyhow, you don't want laziness associated with your name.
Indeed.
A conscious lack of desire or motivation to put effort into your job. At Inc.com, you've heard of Inc. Magazine, INC, Inc. Magazine, they say that you need to avoid these phrases. So we're here to educate you this morning. For instance, don't say, that isn't my job. See, each of us has specific talents and specific responsibilities in our professional roles, and inevitably, as well as even at home, you may be asked to do things that fall out of your parameter. But don't say, that isn't my job. It makes you seem lazy.
Mm.
Try to take it on. Do what you can. Do your best.
Saying, I have a lot on my plate right now. Again, the same thing, too, where it just seems like you're begging off something that you could do. Now, we've come up with a few here on the Wib Wake Up Show, just, again, addendums to these phrases that make you sound lazy that you might want to avoid at work or at home.
So I had the first one, that isn't my job, so...
How about this one? Would you mind moving one chair over? I want to put my feet up.
Hmm.
Trying to help you out. How about this one? I could sure use a fresh cup of coffee. Would you mind rolling me to the break room? We've got these great rolly chairs.
Uh-huh. I want you to... I know that you want me to edit your memo, but cut and paste? How about I cut and you get someone else to paste?
I mean, seriously, like, you know, using the control button shortcut, too, it's still a lot of work. And finally, another phrase that might make you sound lazy, maybe want to avoid it in your office today. I heard the IT guy will be on our floor this morning. Ask him to stop by my cubicle. My stapler needs refilling.
Mm-hmm.
Try to avoid those.
Yeah, there are some others that actually they've had. For instance, I'm just following orders. Someone questions the way that you're going about a given task. This is probably the laziest response you can give. It implies that you don't care much for the end results of the project. I'm just doing my job. So the idea is going above and beyond, right? What do you hear about quarterbacks? A lot of them, they say, Peyton Manning, they always say he was the first guy there and the last one to leave. So dedication. So what would your home of the future look like? Current homeowners were asked this question, and we've got some of the ideas they came up with.
All right. First one, windows that tint automatically in the sunshine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Nice.
I can see that happening soon.
Yeah. How about a heating system that adjusts automatically depending on how you use the room and if you're in it?
Dads everywhere would rejoice. Now, if you can just get an automatic light turner offer as well, too. So whenever someone leaves a room,
and an automatic door closer.
Yes. What the ideal home of the future looks like, according to current homeowners, they say walls and doors which can block out the sound from the rest of the house when needed.
Mm. Yeah, well, that sounds like a tall order. But
especially
I guess
if you have toddlers.
Anything's possible. A heating system that recognizes your body temp and changes room temps accordingly.
I think this is more for maybe the women. And the dads are like, yes, keep that turned
both
down.
The
women
ones
are like, no, I'm chilly.
My two about temperature were pretty similar, weren't they? I think so.
Ideal home of the future could look like this. According to homeowners, lights that adjust automatically depending on the time of day. Uh-huh. Very useful.
How about, this is new, fingerprint scanning door locks.
Hmm. So do you have to fingerprint all of your children?
I mean, yeah, grandma and grandpa are coming for a Thanksgiving that allows them to visit. And then, you know.
And what about like when you have someone who pet sits or something like that?
Yeah,
too?
No, there's problems with that.
Garages that charge your electric car just by parking on a giant pad. I do not have a garage that big or an electric car, but I can see the use.
But more and more you find some of those places, right, where electric cars can charge. How about in terms of homes of the future, an oven that allows different shelves to be different temperatures at one time? Wow.
Nice. That would be cool. Especially like if you get Papa Murphy's and you get a stuffed and then you get a regular and they have to bake at different temperatures, super ideal.
There you go.
Two more. Ideal home of the future, what it could look like according to current homeowners, heating that recognizes when you leave the property and turns off automatically. Again, saving those energy bills.
There you go. And I think more and more we've got some of that's arrived already, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whether automatically or you can set it and that's great and progress. And finally, a fridge or a pantry which automatically reorders your regular shopping items for you.
And if you have teenagers, that reordering will happen very, very often. What the ideal home of the future might look like here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Well, depending on who you are, Thanksgiving means a lot of things to a lot of people. And for sports fans and football fans, usually, I think even the Ben Rector Thanksgiving song has a reference to football in it.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. It's just part of the tradition.
And so there are a few games tomorrow. And don't forget the parade in the morning. That's a part of things. And things will be different. No in-person attendance at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
But are they still doing the giant inflatables? Because that's my favorite part, the inflatables of all of my favorite animated characters.
They say each of the participants in the parade will be tested for the virus before the event. And it's possible some of the floats or balloons could be cut at the last minute if anyone tests positive. But yes, they are still planning for that.
Right on.
And social distancing as best they can. And so then the rest of the day, when you talk about football action, again, it's a long-standing tradition. The Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day, and they started off at 11:30 on CBS because the AFC team, Houston, the visitor. So you got two sub-500 teams all over the early games. 3-7 Houston at 4-6 Detroit. Thoughts?
It doesn't super intrigue me, but it's football on Thanksgiving. So, again, because it's kind of part of that tradition there, sure, I'll watch some.
But the Texans coming off a win over New England have one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Wisconsin's own J.J.
Watt. J.J.
Watt,
yeah.
So, sure.
And Detroit probably looking to bounce back after they were actually they could have gone to 500 had they won on Sunday. They didn't. They got shut out. All right, then you've got game two. Now, don't be deceived. It's 2-3-7 teams, but they're battling for the division lead in the lowly NFC East.
Yes, the
Washington,
Cowboys.
Dallas.
And the Washington football team, as they call themselves now. Definitely, I mean, I have a hard time ever rooting for the Cowboys unless they're beating the Vikings. Just got to rub that one in just a little bit more. However, definitely rooting for Washington because I love their quarterback, Alex Smith, because he had just a gruesome, devastating knee and leg injury last year and came back and has played well this year and got an opportunity to start now.
Former number one pick the year of Aaron Rodgers going 24 to the Packers, Alex Smith with number one, and he just got his first win in 742 days, and he could lead Washington to first place if they win at Dallas. And then capping it off on NBC on Thursday night, tomorrow night, the 10-0 Steelers hosting the 6-4 Ravens.
Oh, under the lights. That is going to be fantastic. Two great football traditions over there. So
should be pretty good. And that apparently setting up because the Packers will actually have the Sunday night game hosting the Bears. First time they've played this season. And the NBC crew for that one's going to be Mike Tirico. Tony Dungy doing the color on that game Sunday.
Love Tony Dungy. He's coming up in about 2 hours here with Uncommon Moments on WWIB.
So that'll be fun. That's a little preview of tomorrow's football.